Shalom Aleichem. Welcome on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to our Shmiras HaLashon project to think before we speak, part 14 of 120. Upa'omim harbe, there are many times, the Chafetz Chaim writes, that there's another lav, another prohibition that comes into play if a person is saying the Lashon Hara in a way that discusses something that's very painful to the subject of the Lashon Hara. Levazos lachaveiro b'ma'asev harishonim, to disgrace the person based on his previous activities, or based on his family, something that's not something they're proud of. Kol ish lefi inyano, each person according to who they are. V'lo yuchal lehi'ozer mehem, and it's something that the person simply cannot protect themselves from. Very often, if something is negative, so the person can take that information and try to fix it. But if you're going to criticize something that's beyond their control, so then the Chafetz Chaim mentions that itself is another issue that comes into play and becomes the lav of lo sonu ish es hamiso, don't oppress, afflict, or pain your fellow. Sometimes when we're asked to give information about a person, so we remember things from the past. The person once was young. They once were immature. But it's very important to make sure that when we relate information, that it's relevant information today. And that's litoeles. That's when it's going to be constructive. It's going to take into account that I'm not just relating information from the past that's a good put-down, but that I'm actually relating something that's relevant to protect somebody. Otherwise, it's Lashon Hara, and it's forbidden. V'nimtza lefi zeh, turns out that when a person speaks such Lashon Hara in front of the person or in front of others, either way, there is another lav that's going on over here called lo sonu ish es hamiso. If a person is to degrade somebody so much, achenishtana panav ayudeze, that they change color, they get truly embarrassed, then there's another lav called losisa alav chait, not to bear because of your fellow a sin. And that's referring to the speaker of the Lashon Hara, who is causing so much pain, he is bearing a sin because of what he's done to the other person. Chafetz Chaim makes the observation that this lav is said in the context of giving tochacha, giving legitimate rebuke. But we're told that even when you give legitimate rebuke, you have to be so sensitive, shelo levayesh es chaveiro, not to embarrass your fellow. V'chol zeh shelo haya barabim, and this is all true even if it's not in public. But if you embarrass somebody in public, that's hamalbim p'nei chaveiro barabim, to embarrass someone in public, en lo chelik l'olam haba, is actually pushed away from the ultimate destiny, the world to come, because of doing so. It's very interesting that when the Torah wants to teach us certain things, it takes a very extreme example to teach us that. For example, over here, we're told not to embarrass somebody, even when you're doing legitimate rebuke to try to set the person on proper moral mitzvah behavior. You still have to be sensitive. Certainly, when we're doing casual chit-chat, we have to be sensitive to the person. In other words, even in the ethical case, where you're trying to balance all the issues, you still have to be sensitive to the person's feelings. Likewise, we're taught the importance of proper burial. The case is by a person who received capital punishment, and we're still told that the person has to be buried properly. In other words, even in such a case, kol shekein, certainly by a regular person, rachmana l'tzlan lo aleinu, by a loss, has to be buried with dignity. Likewise, we're told that certain mitzvahs Hashavas Aveda, unloading an animal, caring for other people, we're told the case by Sona'acha, by a person that you hate, a person you don't get along with. And nevertheless, you have to treat their property properly, return lost objects, etc. We're taught, even in the most difficult of cases, and then Kol Shekin, certainly in regular cases, you have to observe the mitzvah. Finally, Chavetz Chaim points out that if the person you're speaking about is a yasam or an almana, an orphan or a widow, which are specified in the Torah as downtrodden people, people who are extremely sensitive, then there's another lav, kol almana v'yasam lo sa'anu not to cause pain to an almana and a yasam. Chavetz Chaim says, afilu heim ashirim, even if they are wealthy, and you perceive them as being well-to-do, you still are in violation, because ultimately the Torah is telling us that such people do not have the typical family structure to protect them, and they feel vulnerable and are hurt, even when perhaps someone else in the same situation would not be hurt as much. It is true that even though it says Yasam and Almana, it's taken to mean any downtrodden person by extension, but the Chafetz Chaim is pointing out, even if these people do not seem to be downtrodden, by definition, the Torah has identified them as such, and extra caution should be taken when we speak, even constructively, because of this consideration. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.